The audience has always been other faculty, but we're always interested in expanding that, which is why we launched this blog this past fall. And now that we've sort of been taken under the wing of development, university development, we're doing a lot more, you know, trustees and alums. So there's a much broader reach at this point, and it's continuing to broaden. So that's a good thing. But we're always, you know, we have multiple audiences, and so that's a little bit challenging too. You know, learning how to pitch your research to different constituencies has been a kind of interesting, but worthwhile thing. I mean, I feel like one should always be able to explain what one is thinking and doing. I mean, that's almost a no-brainer, right? We should never only be talking to other academics. We should all be public intellectuals to some degree. So that's kind of what we're aiming for. You know, part of the competing vision of the center is reflected in the makeup of the working groups. So, you know, if the vision is strictly an advanced study center, then there's not a whole lot of artists and activists. It's more focused on kind of getting together and workshopping papers and discussing things. If the model is more capacious, or, you know, more about disseminating ideas and also pushing the boundaries of research and so forth, then you have a project like the Memory Group project, the archives, other projects that are specifically interested in performance and activism and other things, and do a lot of public programming. So that was a big point of contention, actually. Do we want to do any public programming? Do we want to do no? You know, because that takes up time and energy. The whole idea of the center is to, I mean, it's, you know, we were just talking about intersectionality before. I mean, it's really kind of an outgrowth of that one can't study gender only. You can't study gender in isolation from race or class or ethnicity, or, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And certainly if you think about where gender and sexuality studies is going right now, that's also a no-brainer. I mean, nobody does that. Everybody, that's the starting point for pretty much everyone. And our feeling was that, you know, obviously Earwags is immensely relevant and we do really important work, but that we needed something, some other thing that could pull together the kinds of research, the kinds of work, and you know, the endeavors that go on in these other centers and institutes that otherwise wouldn't really connect somehow. So the Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race, the Institute for Research in African American Studies, I mean, the whole litany of, you know, everybody. And that the center would be the place where you wouldn't have to worry about these kind of disciplinary boundaries. You wouldn't have to constantly try to make the argument that when one studies gender, one has to think about, you know, race and ethnicity and class and all this other stuff, that the center is that. So I don't think it could be any other way. And the idea is that we're trying to do something unique in some ways, because the way the university is organized, it's really hard to initiate a working group or research project that addresses these kinds of issues. Well, where would it go? Like, I'm not sure what there. It doesn't fit anywhere, and that's the problem that CSSD was designed to address.